Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Tabitha Taylor Show. We are coming live to you from the Bronx, and we are so excited. We are going to just give God the praise. We'll be right back after these messages.
We were at church one Sunday morning, and the Lord allowed a little song to come in our spirit. Can we do it for you? Listen. When I was a little bitty baby boy, God gave me a mother and father who gave me joy. That's why
I praise you.
I praise.
I praise.
That's why I praise you.
I praise you.
I praise you. Here's another thing. When I needed food and clothes on my back, even when I lived in a little trailer house or shack, you blessed me and
I praise you.
I praise.
I praise.
That's why I praise you.
I praise you.
I praise. In the morning, noonday, and night,
to the Tabitha Taylor Show. That was Fred Perry and Second Generation, I Praise You. We are so excited today because we have coming up in a few minutes, we're going to have Fred Perry and Second Generation right here on the Tabitha Taylor Show. But we want to get you familiarized with them. We want you to go to, if you're listening on the internet or wherever you're listening to, go and purchase their CD. Their CD is awesome. We want people to go out and support the gospel artists. I go all the time to Amazon, and I support all my quartet groups, my singers, gospel singers. We need those ratings to go up in gospel. So we want you to go out and support. But I'm not going to talk a lot because I have so many questions for Second Generation, Fred Perry and Second Generation. So we're going to keep this praise party going, and we're going to go to Jesus Loves Me.
I want to take this opportunity to call on a young man to help us tell the story of how God loves us. And Courtney, I want you to sing this song from the bottom of your heart. Would you do it?
Say, Jesus loves me. To come, lay his life down for me, for you, for the sins of the world. He loves us, yeah.
Yes, he rose. That was Fred Perry and Second Generation. We are so excited. I love this group, and we just waiting for them to call in. But we are going to go to the next song, Life is Much Better, by Fred Perry and Second Generation.
A sad cold day that it was when they cried out to crucify my Lord. Oh, what a day that it must have been, but life was much better this way. So much
A father and his three sons and two nephews. Their ministry started right in their living room. Can you believe it? Their love gospel music goes back for many generations throughout their family. When you see this group, and I'm telling you, I'm a witness to this, when they sing, you know that they love God, and you can feel the love of God coming through they singing, what they singing about. This group is a winner of Lisa Knowles of the Brown Singers Evolution of Gospel Showcase. So help me welcome Fred Perry and Second Generation. Welcome to the Tabitha Taylor Show.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So, we're just going to jump right into this interview, and I wanted to, for y'all, if y'all can introduce the members of your group, because we want our Tabitha Taylor fan base to know who Fred Perry and Second Generation is.
Okay, I'm Tanya Perry, and I'm their manager. I'm also the wife and the mom of Frederick Jordan and Isaiah, who sing. Frederick is the keyboard player and also sings background. And the two twins are, we call them my nephews, but they're actually my second cousins. And everyone else can introduce themselves.
Well, I'm Frederick, the keyboard player, background singer. Nice to be on this show. How you doing, Miss Temple?
Thank you so much. I'm excited. You know, I met y'all in Connecticut, and I was jumping ever since. And I can't wait till next Saturday to come and jump again. I want to know, because I know y'all say y'all started in y'all living room, and I believe that you're the oldest and you're the one. What made you, what was the drive in your life that wanted you to become a quartet singer? Because, you know, as a quartet singer, that's a lot of people, when you think of quartet, they think of old people and, you know, all that. But you're young, so tell me what made you want to sing, get into the quartet ministry.
Well, I was always raised around it. My mom and dad had a quartet group called the Voices of Heaven for years. Since I was a little baby, I used to sit on the front row and listen to them, and they've always been my favorite group. So it's always been instilled in me. And at the age of 14, I played for this community choir called TCYC, Tennessee Christian Youth Choir. And we traveled the country singing, and I liked it, but it didn't feel like, you know, I didn't feel the heartbeat, that good foot and the foot pattern, that good bass line and that good old quartet feel. So I knew right then and there that quartet is where my heart was. And although I played with choirs and other genres and things of that nature, quartet is my number one. And when I put it in my mind that, man, I could start a quartet group with my family because I have a little brother that can sing top, my middle brother can sing any part, and my dad, he has written so many songs. And then in high school, I started writing so many songs as well. So what better group to use those songs than my own group? So we just started like that, and I started playing at the house at the age of 10 on the piano, on a grand piano out of tune. And I wrote most of our songs on that old piano, yes. So it all started right then and there.
It's just in your bones. I totally understand what you mean about that because I come from a family of quartet singers. So if the group would have any wish, what group would y'all, if y'all haven't already, because y'all are tearing up the airways, so y'all probably already sing with one of your favorite quartet groups. Who would that be?
Everybody has somebody different. Y'all can all tell me.
But if I would have to name one group that we as a whole that we admire just because of their work ethic and their consistency over the years, I would say Dot McKinney and the Highlights. They've had a consistent sound for years, and they've been working for the Lord for years, and I really admire them. So we try to model our professionalism and like how we always in uniform and things of that nature, like Dot. And I think Dot McKinney would be a good answer to speak for everybody.
Okay, yeah. And is the father on the line?
I'm here.
Oh, great.
Can you hear me?
So my question to you is, now you have a lot of young men behind you. How do you keep up with them? You and your wife, I admire y'all because y'all be jumping just like them, like y'all like. I want to know, how do you ever get tired?
The answer is yes, ma'am. I do. But I just have to say it's only by the grace of God, because for me to be able to even just try to halfway keep up with these young fellas, it requires a lot of energy and a lot of mental energy because they always run in 100, even when they're not on the floor. On the van going and get to the hotel, they still going, and they get to the show and they going. So it's only by the grace of God that I'm able to hold up and hold out along with them. But it's a joy as well because, like I say, they help give me so much energy back to my life. They keep me going, keep me on the move. So that helps me not to get settled and complacent in where I'm at. It just kind of keeps my mind to keep moving.
Right. Now, I wanted to ask you this. I should have asked before. Are you a pastor? Is it Pastor Fred Perry or just Fred Perry?
Yes, I'm not pastoring right now. I am a minister.
Okay.
Okay,
minister.
Associated. My father's church right now.
We just want to keep it all in control. Okay, so now, y'all have a lot of songs I like, so I have to keep playing it over and over and over again. I have two songs that I really, I narrowed it down. I wanted to know in Heaven Sent and, what was the other song? We have Heaven Sent and
Jesus Loves Me.
Oh, One More Blessing. I wanted to know what motivates y'all in those songs, because it's a message in both of the songs. So we can go with One More Blessing, because, I mean, I really love how y'all put it. Like, the check, I mean, I was, like, at my job, just like, check. And it got everything in me. I really love that song, and I wanted to know who wrote it and what was the motivation behind it.
My son Frederick wrote that. So Frederick, I'll let you take it.
Well, honestly, I wrote that song about a week before Lisa Knowles' competition, and I was riding in my car. I think I was coming back from Mississippi or something, and I was just singing. Everywhere I turn to, there's a blessing. Then I was like, that'll be a nice song. So then I started thinking about, you know, I got food to eat, clothes on my back, and then I'm a character as well. So I was like, Chet, you know, just playing around. And we were at rehearsal one day, and I had a pen in my hand. And I wanted the background to pull a pen out the inside of that coat and do like the check. And they were like, nah, we're not going to do that. They're going to laugh at us or whatever. But my mom was like, you know, just try it with your hand. And that's where the chick came from in that song. But it's just a lesson how it all came together.
But I think y'all would have caught everybody by surprise doing with the pen. Because we would have got, because actually that's what I was doing with my pen in at work. I was like, check. And they was like, you listen to over there, Tabitha. I was like, this song is banging right here. So I can see your vision with the pen and the check. That would be nice. I should try it.
Well,
I told him, I said, y'all going to get them pens out and somebody going to drop it. We're not doing that.
Okay. Heaven Sent, because the Heaven Sent is the name of the album. So what made y'all pick Heaven Sent? Because y'all have a lot of songs. Y'all, like, I was just playing...
I Will Say Yes.
Yeah, y'all have I Praise You. You have so many songs that y'all could have chose as the title of of your title. What made y'all choose the Heaven Sent? Because I mean, like I said, I love all the songs, but these I have to narrow it down. I can't tell y'all all the songs. So Heaven Sent is the name of the album. So what made y'all choose that, and who wrote that? Was you know who wrote that song? What was the motivation?
Frederick wrote it again, but the purpose that I feel like in my heart, the reason why we chose Heaven Sent is because all of this that has taken place, it was Heaven Sent for God to allow us to go to the Lisa Knowles competition and to win first place in that, and for God to elevate and move us through like He has. We come to discover real quick that everything we do in that is Heaven Sent. It wasn't because of our own goodness or because we are so professional, but it's just because God sent it to us at this particular point in time in our lives. So I'll
elaborate
on that if you want to as well.
And I believe y'all were Heaven Sent because, I mean, just the experience. I mean, I saw somebody on Facebook the other day saying how if you want your guys to come to their, you know, their concert or whatever, you will be truly blessed. And I really believe that. You know, I don't believe it's a play thing. I truly believe when the Spirit of God hits your group, you really hit it and you can feel it. You know, when you see young people, how y'all, you know, we didn't have a lot of people in Connecticut, but when y'all came, those young people, y'all really touched a lot of them. And I was truly blessed. I have two more questions, and that is, if there was any city that you haven't sung at, you know, you would want to bless somebody, which city would y'all would like to sing in?
I would say North Carolina.
That's what I was going to say, North Carolina.
Okay.
We've been struggling trying to get to North Carolina, to the Carolina. We're going to South Carolina in November, thank God, but we have not been in North Carolina yet.
Okay,
a lot of calls, but we
haven't
been yet.
Y'all heard that. They want to come to North Carolina, so somebody call them, because believe me, you will be blessed. And as a family, this is to the mother and the father. You know, a lot of people I know, they when they get these groups, they want to get outside managers and stuff, but how do you keep your family tight and focused? Because, you know, there's so many distractions. You know, I've been in quartet for a long time, so there can be a lot of distractions where you can get your big head and everything. For the mother, part one, how do you keep your boys in line? And for the father, how do you keep them, their ministry, you know, keeping focused on God and not to look at what's going on in the outside?
I think the best thing I can do as a mom, first of all, because that's my first mentor, is to be an example. I don't expect any more from my children than I'm willing to give them. I don't ask them to do things that I don't do. So if I tell my son, don't do this, don't do that, then I'm not going to do that. So I try to be the first example for them, a living example for them. It's no do as I say, do not as I do. So I try to show them my commitment to what I'm doing and how hard I'm working for them and for their ministry. And the same energy that I give to them, I expect the same energy. The same energy I give the Lord, I expect the same energy to them, because they see how it's paying off. So I basically just try to be a living example to them as to what happens when they're serving the Lord will pay off.
Amen, amen. And for
and from my perspective, I'm like my wife. It's just basically striving to live out what we talk about. And what even me and my wife, as we had sung in a previous group with her sisters, you know, the lifestyle, like I say, that we strive to try to live as we traveling up and down the road and singing God's praise. That was the life that our boys saw us really striving, trying to live right. So therefore, when it came opportunity and time for me and the boys to hit the road, I know the question was, how do you keep them motivated and how do you keep them spiritually minded? Well, I do it the same way that God does it for me, and actually it's God doing it, because every one of these young men, since we've been singing, have encountered some life experiences that has even brought them closer to God. So that's what I strive to try to do, is just let them know and encourage them that the more that you give and the more you do for the Lord, the busier Satan is going to get. And the busier Satan gets, you just have to keep singing and believing what you sing about. And so, therefore, you know, everything that God bless us to sing about in our songs, as we go out striving, trying to convince people all over this country to believe and know that God gonna make everything all right, to know that God got another blessing waiting on you, to know that Jesus loves me, to know that the things we're going through are heaven sent. You got to believe that in your heart and mind, first of all, before you can make anybody else believe it. And so that's what I've strived and tried to help the boys understand. Believe what you are singing about first, and if you can believe it, you can convince other people, because they're going to see your light and they're going to want to know how you're able to make your light shine. And I know a lot of things you done been through. And when you begin to tell them it wasn't nobody but God, that makes it more effective.
Wow. Now, I know you have a lot of young men in your group. And is any of them on the phone?
I got baby boy right here beside me. Isaiah,
I think Jordan may be on the phone.
Jordan.
All right. Okay. Out of those two, whoever's on the phone, I want to know, when y'all go to school, and I know y'all going to sing, you know, they know your gospel group, what advice would you give to the young people? You know, we have a lot of saved and a lot of unsaved. And what do you want them to see while you up there singing? What advice would you, you know, give them to come to the Lord?
What advice I would give them is, well, people see me, like, when I cry, and they be like, all you do, oh, you just a church boy. But they really don't look beyond me crying as I get up on stage. Because when I'm done off stage, I don't have the same life as them. Because my life is different, because I receive my blessings through my singing. And I know if I sing true to my heart, I will get an overflow of my blessings. And if I don't, I won't get the full amount of what I can get.
I'm telling you, you amaze me. You be making me want to cry.
We done preached
to
this.
Oh, my Lord. Amen.
12 years old.
Lord, 12 years old, feel like something is wrong, Lord. You know what? That is one of the sincere and blessing. I mean, I really was touched by that. I really, truly believe that. And I really believe that we, And I believe when you sing Jesus Loved Me, I really feel the anointing come over you. Sometimes you start out, but I really see when God take over you when you're singing Jesus Loved Me. So you keep up the good work. Now, is the other brother or the twins on?
My
I don't know. Is Jordan on the phone?
I'm finna give the phone to him.
Okay. Because we wanna know with the young people. You know, the young people, we have to uplift them, and we have to make it be a message. So we want, you know, this is a family group, so we want everybody involved and see what they want to say.
All right, here's my middle brother.
Yes, Jordan.
Jordan?
Yes.
Hi, Jordan. So nice to meet you. Welcome to the Tabitha Taylor Show. I would like for you, because I think you're in high school now?
Ma'am.
Okay, and is there anything you would want to say to the young people out here? You know, because you have a lot of unsaved people, and y'all give me a joy when y'all see y'all sing. So is there any advice that you would give the young people about being saved? Because a lot of people think when you go to church, it's not cool, you know, well, that's the church boy. But what can you tell them that you get a joy out of being and singing and being saved?
It's very interesting. You get to meet a lot of people. It's not as bad as you think. I mean, it's, you know, some people like to go to parties and stuff, but going to church, going to look like youth activities and stuff, is involving the church is also very interesting. So those can be, like, you can swap those out instead of, like, going to parties or things like
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah, so, like,
wow.
For me.
So you get a joy being in church.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So all right, so you get a joy being in church. What else is it that gives you a joy? I know you sing, and when you sing, you give it your all. Even I notice on, because I follow y'all a lot on Facebook, I saw how you gave God the glory, even though your leg was hurt. You know, how did you get that energy? I don't know if you was in pain or anything, but it sure didn't seem like it. So where do you get that deep down energy to give God the glory, even though you felt maybe not up to your all in all?
Well, I think I didn't feel a whole lot of pain then because, you know, I think God was just allowing me not to feel a whole lot of pain so I could still do what he wanted me to do while we were singing. So I was able to make it through it. So, you know, I really didn't want to have the surgery because I had been doing well, but I think it was best for me in the long run.
Right. I know about surgeries. I don't like it. Now, are the twins on the air? If they not, it's okay.
No, they're not.
Okay, that's fine. So we're going to go back to you, Tanya. Very, very, your mom is so beautiful, and I love her spirit. So now we're coming down. I just want to know, how can the people get in touch with you for bookings? Do y'all have a DVD as well?
We don't have a DVD yet. Our plans is to do a live recording November 2016. So get ready.
Awesome.
November 2016. But okay. We are on Facebook. We have our own page, our own Facebook page under Fred mm-hmm. Perry and Second Generation. My contact number is on that page as well. We're also, if you want to see our videos, we're on YouTube. You can look under Fred Perry, Second Generation, or you can look under Tanya Perry and find all of our videos. We're also on Twitter under FP2 Generation. We're on Instagram under FP2 Generation. And for those who don't do social media, my contact number is 731-298-9659. 731-298-9659. You can get our music at any digital music outlet, CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Google, any digital outlet you can get Fred Perry's Second Generation Music.
Great. And even on, I just want my Tabitha Taylor fans to know, as we're talking right now, you can click on, I put a link on there, you can click and go to Amazon, and you can get their music. Please don't bootleg it, people. Buy their CDs. Support them. We need them to be supported. We don't need you to go out and get a copy and give it to this one and give it to that one. Tell them to go on and download it. If they can't get to the group, at least you can. And they're coming to the New York area. So, Frank, can you tell them where you're going to be? Because I know you're going to be in New York and you're going to be in Jersey, right? Or Brooklyn.
We're going to be in Amityville, New York, next Saturday night, 3350 Great Neck Road in Amityville, New York, and that Sunday will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm not 100% sure what the address is, but we're going to be at a church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But all of that information will be on my Facebook page as well as the group's Facebook page. And Ms. Tabitha, I'll pass that information on to you. I'll put it on your page as well.
You do that. So I want to thank y'all for taking the time out to come on the Tabitha Taylor Show. You wouldn't believe this is my first time back in about 6-7 months. So I want to thank y'all for making this so possible.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
I am such a fan. And my husband, I want to put this on the end, he is the young man that played the guitar for y'all in Connecticut.
Yes.
So,
and we're looking forward to him, seeing him and him playing with us again next Saturday while we're in New York.
Yes, I will let him know. I think I told him already. But he is the reason how I found your group, because he kept telling me, you have to interview these guys. So I finally did it. I understand now why he was so hyped, because y'all are a nature set of family, and I really appreciate y'all. So I am going to go out with one of my favorites, One More Blessing, and thank you for coming on the Tabitha Taylor Show.
You're welcome. Thank you as well.
Thanks for having us.
How many of you know everywhere you turn, there's always another blessing coming your way? We did a little song that we hope y'all enjoy.
Everywhere I turn to, there's a blessing. Yes, it is a blessing. Yes, it is a blessing.
we just had an awesome interview with Fred Perry and Second Generation. I really enjoyed them. I just want to give a shout out to my auntie. She's listening all the way from South Carolina. Thank you so much for supporting me and my cousins that all are hitting me up, telling me they listening. Come on now. I feel so honored and blessed that y'all all are listening tonight, because this is my first time back for a long time, and I really, really enjoyed the interview, and I feel like I'm back on the road, ready to go. Don't forget to listen to us on our 24 hours. We have our own Mega Radio, and you can always go online and listen. You could go onto your TuneIn app and just look for Mega Showcase Radio, and you can listen to us all day. Nothing but good old gospel music, quartet, country, whatever you want to say. We are playing the best in gospel music. We are keeping gospel music alive. They want to kill it, but no, the devil is alive. We're going to keep gospel music alive. Like I said, thank you again, Aunt Rosina, for listening to me. Thank you, Cousin Betty, for listening, and whoever else, all the family out there, thank you for listening to me tonight. Well, we're going to go ahead out with Heaven Sent. Please do not bootleg it. Please do not bootleg it. Please go out, either go into Walmart or wherever you can go. Go and buy Fred Perry and Second Generation. Let's let their numbers go up purchasing, arena. Let's go download it so their digital can go up. I don't care. We want to knock it out of the park, and we're going to go to Heaven Sent.
When you learn to appreciate the little things in your life, you learn how to appreciate me. When you learn how to appreciate the little things in your life, you learn how to appreciate me. Here's the reason why they all are blessings. Heaven sent. God Almighty, let me say it again. When you learn to appreciate the little things in your
Yes, that was heaven sent. You see what I'm saying? Y'all got to go out and get that CD. I'm telling you, every song on it, you'll be shouting. Sometimes I have to contain myself at work because they don't understand what I'm listening to. But I know one thing, if y'all get it, y'all be blessed. Please don't bootleg it. Please buy it. We need to stop letting people sell us bootleg products. Buy, go out and support. We need to come back with the support, and people need to go in the stores or download it. Please don't bootleg it. Buy it. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Tabitha Taylor Show tonight. And if you would like to listen or go to our website, you can go to thetabithataylorshow.com or you can go to www.maenet.org. Anywhere you can find us on that. You can also go on Facebook and look up Tabitha Taylor. We have a lot of pages, so I can't even tell you all of them. But just start off with Tabitha Taylor, and you can find us. You can find all our shows. We have a lot of showcases coming up next year. We want to just bring new artists in the Bronx, New York. So tell us what you thought tonight. If you would like to hear Fred Perry and Second Generation on the Tabitha Taylor Show, Mega Showcase, please inbox me, because we want to bring them to New York, but we want to know that you want to come out and you're going to support. We don't want to bring out these artists and nobody show up. We want to bring them out and you come and support. It's not about me. It's about uplifting the name of Jesus. So please go into my inbox and tell us what you think. If you want to see them next week, go out to Long Island. Let me tell you, you will be blessed. You will be talking about them just like I'm talking about them. And I saw them about 2-3 months ago. So I know that you will keep talking about them because they are blessing. So I want to say good night, and we're going to go on out with Fred Perry and Second Generation. All right. Y'all have a good night.